Agence France-Presse is reporting that so-called Burundian insurgents claim to have fired mortar rounds at the presidential palace in Burundi's capital city, Bujumbura. KPFA's Anne Garrison asked the U.S. State Department to respond to the presumed attack on Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza's residence. The department replied that they had contacted the U.S. ambassador in Bujumbura for comment, but had had no further response. Anne Garrison also spoke to Jeff Drumtra, who returned several weeks ago from 5 months' work as a United Nations official in Rwanda's Mahama refugee camp near the Burundian border.
Today, Agence France-Presse reported that Burundian insurgents, quote-unquote Burundian insurgents, boasted of firing mortars at the presidential palace in Bujumbura, that is, at President Nkurunziza's residence. Do you have anything to say about what this could mean?
Well, it's hard for me to analyze that because that happened inside Burundi. I was on the other side of the border in Rwanda. But I can say, having worked on issues of Rwanda and Burundi on and off for more than 20 years, that we know historically that the violence gets worse and the risk of mass atrocities becomes much more serious when both sides feel that they have been victimized. And so a mortar attack on the presidential palace, if it were to hit its mark and actually create a large number of deaths or even the death of a president, would certainly create a situation where the ruling party and everyone who voted for the ruling party in Burundi would feel victimized at a whole new level. And if something like that were to happen, that's when historically the violence in Burundi becomes much worse. And that's what everybody fears here. Up to this point, the violence in Burundi has largely been political in nature. There's always an ethnic tinge to it, but we're told that it's largely political. But everyone's fear is that the violence in Burundi could slip into wholesale ethnic violence. That's what everyone fears. And if that were to happen, then all bets are off, because we've seen in Burundi back in the 70s, the 1980s, the 1990s, Burundi can produce tens of thousands of refugees in a single weekend. It can produce hundreds of thousands of new refugees in a matter of weeks. It can produce tens of thousands of deaths of innocent people in a short period of time if the violence escalates to a whole new level. The violence in Burundi now is bad, but it is not as bad as it could get if things really get out of hand. And if both sides see themselves as victims, then they lash out very strongly at each other.
By both sides, you mean Hutu and Tutsi?
If it gets to that, yes.
If it gets to that.
If it becomes totally ethnic in character. Right now, as I say, there's an ethnic undercurrent, but it seems largely politically oriented right now. There are plenty of Hutu in Burundi who oppose the ruling party and the third term of the president. But if you were to have a wholesale invasion of Burundi by an army organized by the government of Rwanda and sent into Burundi, Burundian refugees, that would tilt the dynamics of the violence in Burundi instantaneously, and that's what everybody fears.
And that was former United Nations official Jeff Drumtra speaking to KPFA's Anne Garrison. Drumtra stressed that he completed his employment contract with the UN several weeks ago and was not speaking in any official capacity for the organization. Earlier this week, the Washington Post published Drumtra's letter titled Burundi's Dangerous Neighbor.